The center is gradually moving into its new home on Northland, with formal classes scheduled to start September 10th. Eventually, the goal is to have 300 students starting every year, with 3,100 vacant manufacturing jobs now and 20,000 expected over the next 10 years. And that's what the training center was created to fill. Duncan Kirkwood is manager of outreach and recruiting. Speaking last night at Mount Olive Baptist Church, Kirkwood told those in attendance about his best friend, a friend with life problems, who turned it all around on a different path as a welder.
20 years old, exact same age. He come to pick me up in his drop-top Corvette. He got a jeweler. He make $80,000. He only worked 9 months out the year because they can't dive in the winter. You know what I mean? And so he living a real good life, and I'm a broke college student, right? And I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm saying there are different paths to have a successful life and make good money and have the life that you want, right?
Even the meeting last night was a sign of the obstacles some young people and some not so young are dealing with. Kirkwood says the meeting was held in the church because some gang members can't go onto the turf of other gangs who control the area of the building near Bailey and Broadway, where Northland is temporarily based. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.